بارك الله فيك يا أخي حفظك الله تعالى يا أخانا ويس. He asked him about Abi Allah to raise our hands during the dua, or it's only for Salat al-Istisqa. I don't know, my dear brother, your question is you're asking a simple and direct question, like how it seems your question, or it have a base behind it. Maybe someone talked to you and claimed to you that the dua is only raising hands only for Salat al-Istisqa because it came authentic narration in Sahihain Hadith Anas that the Prophet in the khutbah he raised his hands when he was doing Istisqa, asking for the rain. And same thing for Salat al-Istisqa, Hajj Abdullah ibn Zayd ghayrihi. Yani, it's only for that. If someone have this kind of claim, this is a different scenario. We need to make ta'seel for that mas'ala and help the brother to make his brain functioning with the right way. You understand? But, hafizakallahu ta'ala, if your question is just simple and direct like how it seems, the answer, no, my dear brother, you are allowed to raise your hands in every dua you do unless if the dalil is to you don't. You are not allowed to raise your hands. Simple as that. يعني الأصل, the original way, the original حكم to raise your hands in every dua. You understand? Except if the dalil say to you, don't. مثل الحديث في الصحيحين قال عليه الصلاة والسلام قال يرفع يديه إلى السماء يا رب يا رب وملبسه حرام ومشربه حرام وغذي من حرام أن يستجاب له. Like the Prophet gave us that hadith, that famous hadith, the man who was eating from haram. Then he ate from haram, and he drink from haram, and all from haram. Then after that, he raised his hands to Allah Azza wa Jalla, and he asking for dua. You understand? He asking dua, and he raised his hands. It's a normal behavior for someone doing dua. You understand? That's why we have that a famous statement from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and narration. Allah Jalla Ala is shy for the person who raised his hands and do dua for Allah Azza wa Jalla, that Allah reject him and reject him and make him go back with nothing, zero. فهمت؟ قال أن يردهما صفرا. والحديث هذا بمجمع طرقه وكذلك الألفاظ المتكاثرة فيها تعلم يقينا أن لها أصل. When you combine this hadith and the other asanid of an other mutun, you will know 100% it have origin, this kind of form and this kind of understanding. Allah Jalla Ala, one of the main reasons for you dua to be accepted is when you raise your hands. And this, if the dua said to you, don't, you are not allowed to do that. You understand? Here we say you are not allowed. You understand? If there is no forbidding from the dalil, you are allowed to raise your hands because this is the asl and this is the form of the dua. Min sunan al-dua, arfa'u al-yadayn. From the sunan of the dua, raise your hands. Simple as that. Any dua, unless if you are not allowed to raise your hands in that situation, for example, doing sujood and raise your hands. La yajuz. Because obligate on you to put the seven parts on the ground and among them is both of your hands. Simple as that. جانسا إلى آخره بارك الله فيك.